Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. The Horror Club is a group of individuals who have way too much time on their hands who love to entertain other individuals who also have way too much time on their hands.
Welcome.
And we are your hosts,
Niza,
Frosty,
and Peter.
Yay!
Yeah. So this is episode 25. And so I grew up hair, and now I have a deeper voice. So
and she changed her name to Peter.
I did. I changed my name to Peter. Much manlier sounding, if you ask me.
We shall respect Anna's choices.
Okay.
All jokes aside, yes. AKA Sensei Pedro, Sensei Peter. I don't know. I got quite a many names on this show.
On this show, you are known as Senpai Peter. Pietro. Yeah, Senpai Pietro.
My bad. Yes.
You're not Pietro when you get my name wrong.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you're Peter when you're on the good books.
Got it.
And recently, you know, shout out to David from the Daily Cringe. They call you Podcast Papa.
Yeah, they call me quite a, yeah, there's variations of it. Podfather, I mean, it's all out there. So some form of daddy figure. They always call me. Yeah.
It actually scares me because you're not that much older than me.
No, not at all.
Well, I mean, David's only like 20. What is he like?
Early 20s?
Yeah, really early 20s though.
Yeah.
He's like 24?
Maybe.
So technically, in terms, he isn't my senpai because I am older than him.
Ah, reverse senpai. That's not some kind of... Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
Never mind.
Don't get too dirty now, Peter.
Right, because you guys don't do that on this show. That's not what we're here for.
Did you hear our show with David?
I go on binges with your guys' show, so it's difficult for me to recall like a specific episode.
Yeah, no, he was the third host last episode.
Okay, so I may not have heard that then. Yeah. If it was the last one, episode 24?
Yeah, episode 24.
No, I have not yet then.
Okay. Yeah, you'll see the sexual harassment David had to deal with.
Uh-oh. Did he have to leave that podcast too, like he did on Daily Cringe?
No,
he went through it.
Okay.
He was a trooper, but...
Oh, he didn't just walk off, like, mid-recording, like Daily Pinch.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think he kind of liked the sexual harassment, though.
Oh, he was welcoming it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Dubs, I was joking the whole time. Yes. I'm not normally like that.
I don't know if she'll be hitting on her senpai today, so I don't think she'll...
No,
I don't think she'll bust out those single ready to mingle moves.
I don't do that. No,
it might be different because, like, you know, we've gone to movies together. Like David, yeah. You guys have never met in person, so it might be a little bit easier to,
yeah, that's true.
You know, to sexually harass him. Yeah.
So if you're here for the sexual harassment,
you're married.
Yeah, that too. But if you're here for the sexual harassment today, that's not going to happen.
Probably not. It might be sexual harassment light.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Should we get a little introduction?
Yes, go ahead, Peter.
Let's see here. I am the new fourth host. Wait, one, two, three. I'm the new sixth host behind Amber. Behind her, behind David, here's me. And I was previously on the Game of Thrones finale, season 6 finale?
Yes.
Coverage?
Yeah.
So that's where subscribers might have heard me. But I host a movie podcast called Podstalgic, which is formerly Hydrate Level 4. And I just review, you know, all types of movies, new and old, and take a nostalgic trip reviewing them. That's
pretty
much it.
Yeah, I like the one that you did with Phoenix. The face off. That was pretty cool.
Yes, thank you. That was the first episode of the new revamped Hydrate Level 4, obviously. So we changed the name to Podstalgic recently. That was the first episode, and I thought it was fitting to have him on that one just because when I first started podcasting, he was my co-host. So we talked about Face Off. It was his first time having seen it, and we had a lot of fun, a lot of good feedback, and a lot of new listeners because of the whole revamping. Mm-hmm. Of it. So a couple other shows I do, We Got Five, with which you guys have submitted lists to. It's just a top five list show, Every week we just pick a random topic and we list our top five plus honorable mentions and we have a good time. Yeah. So that's it.
Where can they follow? Well, I guess we'll get to that at the end of the show.
Yeah, we'll pimp out the contacts at the end.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we do want to go ahead and first apologize to everyone that follows us or are followed us by us through Twitter.
We got locked out of our account.
Twitter was like, bitches.
Well, see, what happened was you guys sexually harassed the CEO of Twitter, and they locked you guys out.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was married.
We got a little too frisky with Twitter, I guess, and they decided to lock us out, and to punish us, they forced us to unfollow everyone that we were following.
That's just so weird.
It is weird. We used to have an automated message, but that got turned off a while ago.
I think it's weird that they only erase your... You know, the people that you follow, you know, and not the people that follow you. So it's like you can still have your account, but now you can't read anybody's tweets. I don't know. It's just kind of weird.
It was really weird. And I think we were kind of on hiatus because I think it was 3 days until we had realized what was going on, because I've not been feeling well. It's been really up to Frosty. She's been on the Twitter account the most the past couple of weeks, pretty. And I think at that point in time, she also wasn't paying attention that much because she has been busy, you know, with her writing. And by the time we found out, you were the only one that had messaged us at first saying that, hey guys, why'd you unfollow me?
Yeah, because I care. I was like, where's my followers? No, it's funny, like Frosty's looking at the tweet, the feed. Oh, it's a little quiet on Twitter nowadays.
Yeah. My phone's not blowing up.
What's going on?
We'll have a lot of messages when we come back. Yeah, because I've been seriously busy. I've been writing fan fiction for everybody right now.
Yeah, so she's been inspired and
just Harry Potter fan fiction up the butt.
So she's been pretty busy, but thank you, Peter, for letting us know. And we do want to give a shout out to Sean from Horribly Awkward, who also messaged us. You know, he had assumed that we were playing a game or a trick, and that wasn't the case. We just didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for messaging us.
Yeah,
you take one vacation and the world ends.
That's what a co-host does. We help each other out on the show.
Right. Is it really a vacation, though, Frosty? I've just been dying, so...
Well, yeah, you were dying, and then I was watching Harry Potter.
Right. And poor little Anna, she has been battling through bronchitis, and she'll be back soon, though. She was going to join us this...
Yeah.
Well, she was going to join us this week, but she couldn't.
I've been on the show more than she has.
You know, poor little Anna, she gets a lot of flack from everybody.
That's our gimmick.
I know, that's what we do, though.
And you know what's sad is she will never know, because she doesn't even listen to our own episodes.
She'll come back and be like, how was the show, guys? Oh, perfect.
We missed you.
You were great. Like, Anna, you were great on the show.
Yeah, we missed you. Missed you so much.
What I miss is Frosty slamming her head into the table.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I'm doing that, too.
I can't even remember the episode that was on.
I think it happened more than once, actually.
Yeah. Yes. I think it did multiple times.
How about the time when we were talking about G-Dragon getting his account hacked, and then she's like, that happened a couple months ago. And then I'm like, if you let me finish, it happened again.
Yeah. We're interested to, you know, we miss Anna, but we've had little contact with her since she's been away. And that's just because she's been dealing with sickness and her own thing. And
we all are, you know, in the Pacific Northwest here, it's been snowing. I've been sick for like a month.
Yeah, no joke.
Yeah, yep.
It's terrible. But let's go. You know what time it is, Peter?
I feel like you're going to tell me.
It's K-pop time!
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a thing.
Bing, 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 bing.
Shame. Shame.
Yeah, exactly. Shame.
Yeah, I know.
Shame on you.
I miss
you.
Being shame.
Yeah, I miss hearing it.
Well, it's coming back. It's coming back in the summer.
Oh, yeah, when Game of Thrones comes back, we're bringing the Shame Bell back.
Yeah, we're bringing the Shame Bell back in the summer. We are only going to be reviewing one K-pop song today because there's actually other songs that we will be reviewing that are non-K-pop, but artists who, of course, are very K-pop inspired. The only K-pop song we'll be reviewing is BTS's Am I Wrong? Now, the video that I pulled up on YouTube is actually a fan-made music video on this BTS song. Surprisingly, it became very popular with almost like 1.5 million views, and the video was created by YouTube user like Weekly K-Pop, which is not associated with Weekly K-Pop, the podcast. Recently, the user has actually commented stating on her own surprise or her or his own surprise. I'm not able to confirm if it's a his or her, but they were just kind of like, okay, I did not expect all this. 1 million views. I'm still a little shocked right now. People are reacting to this. It was shown on TV today. I don't even know what to say. I didn't add fan-made video because I didn't think it was good enough to be seen as a real BTS music video, but I'm changing the title right now. Sorry for all the misunderstandings. I'm really tearing up right now. I never in my life expected to get such a response. Thank you so much. Love you. So this is a bit crazy because this must be really good. And
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's a female.
That's crazy, though, to have it blow up so big that it sounds like people are assuming this is an actual BTS video until she or he actually put the fan-made video included in the title.
Yeah.
There are numerous ways in which God can make us lonely. This was the way he dealt with me at that time. Am I wrong?
Ooh, I like the beat. Falling in love with you. It kind of reminds me of... Tell me, am I wrong?
I'm seeing American Horror Story here.
I'm feeling like, you know, I've just recently watched Rain, so I'm feeling a lot of, like, the theme song.
Yeah.
These are clips of their other videos, but she did really good with the wording. Like, she did, he or she, I'm going to assume it's a she because of the
Party emoji?
The emoji, yeah, but that was great. If I would have watched that video without the fan-made video title included with it, I would have thought that was, like, a big hit production.
Maybe. But I don't know. I remember too many of those scenes from the other videos, so I don't think it would have fooled me. But.
Yeah. What about you, Peter? Did it look like an actual music video to you?
Yeah, it really did. The editing was really good. And not being familiar with K-pop, let alone BTS, if you just showed me that, I'd believe you, you know. This is the stuff that I would see at a Korean restaurant when I'm eating barbecue.
I love Korean barbecue. Which, by the way, another shout out is our Jay is going to be having his birthday soon. And I'm pretty sure there might be a Korean barbecue.
That's cool. I haven't had one since New Year's.
I know. Well, I haven't had one since a while. I think the last time I went was at your birthday. I think that was the last time. So that was a while ago.
I remember that episode very well.
I'm over that, by the way.
I can't remember what episode that was, but
the story, but I remember the story.
We've hung out since then, so we're fine now.
but the video, there were parts that kind of reminded me of like NSYNC's Drive Myself Crazy, you know, with the whole, there's that scene with like the medication and like it looks like he was kind of in a psych ward a little bit.
Oh my god, I haven't seen that song in so long.
I know,
now I'm just gonna have that stuck in my head.
It actually reminded me a lot. It's funny because I've just recently watched the Rain series, which is like a fictional TV show about Mary Queen of Scots. So the beginning of that show, their theme song sounds a lot like this song. It reminded me a lot of it, and just the dark imaging and the scenes that were being put on there.
The very beginning of the song sounded like kind of one of the newer Kanye West productions, you know, kind of like in that song, was it Fame?
Yeah.
So it kind of, the opening of it kind of sounded something like that, you know, that he produced, but the rest of the song completely not Kanye West at all, obviously. But yeah, it was good. I liked it. Definitely not as much as the, what's that song that I really love?
Better Say My Name?
I don't know the title.
It's a Salve song. I know that, right?
Yeah. That name sounds very familiar.
Oh, You Got No Jams?
There we go. Got No Jams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that again. It's a good song.
I really enjoyed this video. English was good. It's always good with BTS and their English.
I like the whole wings imagery, too.
That's the concept.
Yeah, it is a concept for their new album, Wings.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and get into K-pop news. Now first, let's go ahead and talk about comebacks.
So we're going to be able to see more BTS fairly soon. Big Hit has stated that they are preparing for a comeback this February.
I wonder what their concept's going to be, and if we've actually seen a little teaser of a concept already. Because, you know, with BTS, all their videos kind of intertwine. Even if it's a different album. I wonder if ARMY has been able to see a pattern in their recent videos to determine what their new album's gonna be like, is what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, where do you come back from Angels? You know, like, that's pretty much finished, right? Unless they're gonna go into Demons now.
Maybe they'll go into, like, a reincarnation theme.
They come back as Butterfly.
I like that.
That's a great BTS song, by the way, Peter, Butterfly. If you haven't heard it, you should probably check it out.
I'll definitely check it out.
I think what's really cool is that BTS has come such a long way that they're probably like one of the first things that I reference people who haven't gotten into K-pop, because BTS is more of a hip-hop group. They're not so poppy. So if you're into the BTS song that you just recently heard, there's even more. And I mean, I wouldn't even consider this particular song their best. So
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Really? That's your favorite, Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
Yes.
I'm always going to love Just One Day is my favorite. It's always going to be my favorite, I think.
Butterfly, Just One Day sounds like just one fine day?
Just One Fine Day. In other comeback news, even though it's sad to hear that Big Bang will not be coming back as a whole group in the next coming years, because due to members fulfilling their mandatory military service, YG has responded to reports of GD's solo comeback, though, and has stated that GD is planning for a solo comeback and concert in the first half of the year. However, the exact time frame has yet to be confirmed, and we'll just have to sit tight, and soon we'll be getting our crate on again. And I'm pretty sure that Anna will be super excited to hear that GD will be back. Although she, you know, of course she doesn't listen to the show, so we'll have to tell her in person.
Yeah.
So when she comes back.
Hey, Anna, guess what? GD's coming back. You would have known this. So.
Oh, no, I changed my name to Peter, that's right.
Yeah.
What you talking about, guys? Anna is here.
Yeah.
Right. I completely forgot. He is. He's just Peter now.
But yeah, I'm super excited because, you know, it's GD. He's going to come out with something genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Yeah.
I love these names. Does GD stand for?
G-Dragon.
Oh, okay.
Gangster Dragon.
Okay. So G, just like a G. Okay.
Yeah. All right, cool.
I wonder what, is there like a K-pop artist name generator?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, there totally is. Probably. Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
I need to know what mine is.
We
need to
pull it up and see what our K-pop names are. Hang on, give me one second.
Yeah, you do that while we continue.
Yeah.
What's really cool is that another comeback that we know of is Rain. Even though we're not reviewing his video this time around, we'll be reviewing his video in the upcoming episodes. Now, it's funny that you say that, Peter, because there's a K-pop artist named Rain.
Is he the actor also?
Yes, that is Rain the actor.
Ah, very handsome guy. Yeah. Ninja Assassin.
Ninja Assassin. And then there's an artist named Thunder.
Ah, sounds like a porn name. Okay.
Thunder is a male. He's a male.
Thunder from Down Under.
Thunder from Down Under. But, yeah, so we're waiting for a storm. Someone's going to be nicknamed Storm in the K-pop world, right?
Somebody has to be called Lightning, too.
Oh, yeah, Lightning.
Yeah, put them together. They're Big Trip on Little China.
There's already a typhoon.
Okay, typhoon.
Yeah. Making a pun, because our 2 p.m. member, his name is Tycoon, but he's a typhoon.
Yeah, he is. He is a typhoon. So Peter's K-pop name is Super Universe.
Super Universe. That's more of K-pop. That's more of a K-pop group name, though. That's not actual
I put his name in and put guy, and it says Super Universe.
Oh, I guess you're Super Universe.
All right, so there you go.
We should just call him Super Universe.
Wait, well, what's my K-pop name?
Your K-pop name is Vanilla Cream.
Well,
it sounds like a stripper name.
Yeah.
I'm vanilla.
Yep.
Can I just be called Vanilla or Cream? Why do I have to call Vanilla Cream?
I wouldn't want to be called Cream.
There's an artist. There's a K-pop artist named Cream.
Spelled the correct way, too?
Yeah, C-R-E-A-M.
And mine is Zesty, but it's all in caps. And it's Z.E.S.T.Y.
So there's a hidden meaning. Yeah, there's a hidden meaning to it. That's funny, Zesty.
Can we trade?
I want to be Zesty.
Our Super Universe. You can't be nice. I love my name. My name is awesome.
It is pretty awesome. A girl who is called Zesty.
Called Zesty. So, in other Korea news, it looks like Korea is getting a little more scandalous because they will be publishing their first issue of Korea Playboy, which is going to be hitting the shelves this June. Peter, will you clap?
I pre-ordered my subscription.
Are they going to come out with a Korean Playgirl?
I knew you were going to ask that question. I tried looking for you, Frosty, but I could not find a combination. So the Playboy Enterprise recently signed a contract with Korea's Kaya Media Corporation to begin issuing the Korean version of the popular magazine. The upcoming edition will cover topics such as celebrities to lifestyles and even political issues. But before your imagination gets too wild, Peter, Playboy has actually stopped publishing nude photos and will continue this practice in the Korean Playboy edition. But you'll most likely be able to see some scandalous pictures of your favorite idols. And hopefully in the future, just like Frosty said, there might be, you know, Playgirl. Korean version.
I'm okay with that, you know.
They would make more money, though, probably with the male idols.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part is, like, if they're not nude, they're just shirtless, well, they're just taking a photo shoot because they do that all the time anyway.
Exactly. Only now it's just all organized together.
Yeah, it's all in the one magazine. Who's going to be on Korea's Playboy's first edition front page, I wonder?
Huh.
Tableau.
No, this is it has to be a girl if it's Playboy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
CL.
Yeah, maybe CL would do it. She's more, I don't know, what do you say? More
Americanized?
You know, I wonder with this going on in Korea if their sales will go up more coming from the U.S.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they'd be like, what? Korea's got one now? I need to subscribe to that.
Yeah. All them guys with those Asian fetishes.
Uh-huh.
We'll be yellow fever. That's subscribing on there.
They better get some going for them girls that suffer for yellow fever. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, so enough of K-pop. I did mention previously that we only reviewed one K-pop song. However, we will be reviewing three tracks, not by K-pop artists, but from artists who have been inspired by K-pop. One of our favorites being Salve. So from his Fall album, which, you know, we do have to give Salve an explanation of why we haven't been reviewing his songs. It's because we were trying to wait for Anna, but since Anna will not be joining us, we will go and continue forth on reviewing and finishing
his album.
You're not Anna, you're Peter.
Anna was going through some changes.
I'm super in universe.
She was going through a transition. But Peter's here.
Super Universe.
We have Peter, also known as Super Universe for his K-pop name. The first track that we will be reviewing by Salve is his last track from the Fall album, which is titled No Love Club. I wonder if this is a slow jam. So now, Peter, since you have been listening to our show and you've gone through the reviews for our Salve songs, would you say that Bitch You Got No Jams is still your favorite?
I would say so, just because that's the one I... Like, a lot of the songs you guys play, they're all very catchy. I love the beat. But that one particular song was the only one that made me go, you know what? I need to pull it up on the YouTubes and listen to it on repeat. So that's what I'm going to have to say. Yes.
Okay. All righty.
Okay, Salve is definitely a name that I hear very often on the show.
Yes, because we do. We do rub our Salve.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Frosty. Let's get into Salve's first track. Well, the first track we'll be reviewing, which is the final track on his Fall album, No Love Club.
Yeah, she's excited, but I want to be done. Let's go to the telly. Yeah, girl, I'm done. Not here for love. Yeah, girl, that is a no, no. No love in this club, just you one night in slow mo. Now all the guys, they were after you. A ton of
pretender. With a skin tight dress, with some curves at best. No, not a flat chest and a beard that says, oh, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, it got me like, oh, Lord. But I do what I do, so I just like to, like, damn. And I've always been an awkward type, but with the fame, I'm the man. And I am done with the dating life. And I can see you on that too, your body says it tonight. But don't catch feelings, cause I know they do. Last night's girl said it too.
Whisper to me that
she wants me, yeah, she's excited. Let's go to the telly, yeah, girl, I'm blue. Not here for love, yeah. Girl, that is a no-no. No love in this club, just you one night in slow-mo.
Hey!
Hey! No love. No love for you.
You know, I like that one a lot. That would be second. I love the beat. Now, when I was listening to this, I was thinking, you know what? I hear some Usher in there, you know, a little bit of Usher.
Yeah.
And then he mentions Jay Sean. I'm like, you know what? Sounds like Jay Sean too.
Yeah. He's got a lot of influences, so
yeah,
it's great.
I love the trap influence in the beat.
Uh-huh, yeah. And Frosty, what did you think? Were you able to hear the lyrics?
Yeah, he was mentioning some Red Velvet in there, which I thought was pretty cool.
I
like
could go for some Red Velvet.
Yeah. Red Velvet in Destroy. This is an interesting last, you know, ending to the album.
It's not. It's chapter 7.
That's it, though.
No, it's chapter 7 of 8.
I thought there was going to be 8, but there doesn't seem to be an 8-1, no. He's already busted out a 10-track mixtape as well.
The fuck? Tell me what happened in number 8. Still have it up there as chapter 7 of 8.
Maybe. Maybe it's coming. I'm not sure, but it's if this is the last track to his album, the song to me seems sad. It's mm-hmm. not like the song is like sad in a bad way. It's just the feeling of the song and the meaning behind it is kind of sad.
Like a sad vibe.
Yeah, because throughout the whole album, it was really his struggle with this one, you know, this one girl, and this last song saying that, you know, I'm coming in here and I have no love for this girl or like any girl. It's just kind of like a one night thing. Makes me feel sad. Like, Salve, you need to find your love.
He did say that the song tracks were not in order.
Yeah, that's true. But we've also talked about, could it possibly be for another girl? And it's not looking that way. It's just, it's sad because it makes me feel that Salve is alone.
Who isn't alone these days?
Or Salve.
Or Frosty.
Anyway, before we get too depressed, it just made me like kind of depressed. It was a good song. It was a great song, but it made me feel depressed for all the lonely hearts out there. So, anyway, so like I mentioned, Salve has busted out a 10-track mixtape while we've been, you know, kind of fucking around and trying to deal with life here at the Horror Club. But I'm excited that we have another, you know, 10 tracks to review from Salve. Now, the first one that we're going to review today is called Gowie Bowie Bow, featuring JC Park, who is a new addition to his La Familia. And this song was produced by, I'm going to probably pronounce this wrong, but I'm going to say it's Yamaka. So the producer.
That's about right.
Yamaka. Yeah. So that sounds, I would say that's pretty right. But yeah, you can never assume. So Gowie Bowie Bo is actually the Korean version of Rock, Paper, Scissors. So I'm almost feeling like this might be a more like hypey, happy track versus the No Love Club solo.
WNAX. La Familia.
What's always playing? Kai Baribo. Losing everything to Kai Baribo. Risked it all before, but I didn't know. So I'm done playing Kai Baribo. Insanity. Don't be mad at me that I stole your fans. I let all the cats band back to me. Let my track record keep tracking me. Let my face be the reason why you're mad at me. I'll let your command be in your factory. I can't stand the glam, but they still call me a majesty. Damn, why you starting? Let me take some notes, bruh. Got us so smoked, they might choke, bruh. And when the air clears, you better hope, bro. They're all your fans, don't fake you a handful. Oh, God, my initials are this and I gotta admit, I'm long gone. I don't reminisce on you talking your shit, so hold on. I'm done playing games, we're all the same. Rocking like Kane on paper, insane. Cutting ties, we'll be chucking your frame.
What's always playing, Kai Baribo. Losing everything to Kai Baribo. Risked it all before, but I didn't know. So I'm done playing Kai.
Mention that I am involved in cake culture. Vultures always looking for vouchers. I'm fame, but I'm still climbing. I'm still grinding. It's wrong time, so stop hating you, bitch. So stop hating you, bitch.
Oh, God, I have them pleading that I don't ever make it. More rhymes, the pigs, I feel the stench of overcooked bacon. Oh, yeah, damn, come down with the rhymes.
Keep on messing and you got me stressed and you gon' make me go harder than last time.
Hey. So it's playing, Kai Baribo. Losing everything to Kai Baribo.
You know, if he wants to win, because he's tired of losing at Gowie Bowie Bo, he should start with paper. Because most people are inclined to do rock. You know, so if you throw down paper, your chances of winning are higher.
So I know when I play Gowie Bowie Bo with you, you're gonna throw down paper.
Yeah. So you better throw up some
scissors. Yeah, I better throw out some scissors. Well, that was more of the beat to that song was more upbeat and happy. The message behind the song is
he's upset. He's losing, and now he's giving up. That's what the song's about. Yeah. It's not a happy upbeat song.
Yeah, but I mean the beat was happier, but the song was still a sad one.
Well, it's just more of a jam. That's what it is. It's not happier, it's just a jam.
Yeah, it's more of a...
But it's still the same pissed off at the world, the salve that we know and love, you know.
What do you think, Peter?
Well, it's really... It's just straight up trap music. I'm not a huge fan of trap music, but I'm fine with it. I'll listen to it. But it takes a particular feel for me to really like them. So this one I can do without, but it's not bad.
Yeah, it was good, but it's not one of my favorites from song.
Right.
I like that J.C. Park guy. I thought he was pretty
good.
He kind of reminds me of Jay Park a little bit. You know?
He just added the C.
Yeah. You know?
I think this is the first time we've actually heard J.C. Park. I want to say that this is the first time I've heard him rap. So I'm pretty surprised. He was really good.
Yeah, I liked it. It rocked for me.
So now we also have some great news because the next artist that we're reviewing today, who's also worked with Salve, will be joining us in a future episode for an interview, and that is Alan Z.
Woo! Yeah, I've been talking to Alan Z for a while now, trying to get him on the show.
Yes. So
we finally freed up some time.
Yay.
Get him on.
So today we're actually playing his original single titled Pillow Talk. I know that he has a new track coming out, and hopefully he'll be introducing that track while he's on the show with us. So.
Yep. Yeah, the new track's coming out today, which was obviously Sunday The day that we recorded this, unfortunately, we're going to be doing Pillow Talk first.
I wonder if Z stands for zesty.
You know, right? Zesty.
That would be interesting if it was.
Yeah, yeah, oh girl, let me talk to you. L-A-N-Z. Lay your head on my pillow, then I'ma take you with me through the highs and lows. And only you and I will know when your eyes are closed. I'll make a waterfall right below, girl.
When we talking, ain't nobody else that can listen. Cause you by yourselves, let me whisper things you wanna hear. Baby, lend me your ear, because girl, it's confidential. Pillow talk, I'ma work it till you feel your body going up. Tell me everything that's on your mind. Come as you are and leave it all behind. Here, girl, pillow talk, I'ma work it till you feel your body going up. No one's gonna know about you and me. Everything we do exclusively. Girl, don't be timid, baby, come into this bedroom, so we can do what we're meant to do. I know you're with it, your body language, I can speak it too. Girl, I'm fluent in pleasuring you. Oh, girl, so girl, we can take our time, but not a single moment wasted. Feel your body going up. Tell me everything that's on your mind. Come as you are and leave it all behind. Here, girl, pillow talk, I'ma work it till you feel your body going up. No one's gonna know about you and me.
That's a body rolling song.
I actually like it better than Salve's, to be honest.
You mean like the tracks that we've been listening to?
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a better artist than Salve. I'm just saying that the last two tracks that we heard from Salve, Pillow Talk's like better than them. Sorry, Salve.
Well, I mean, there's just a contrast of different styles. Well,
No.
I confirmed that she's not saying that he's a better artist than Salve.
I'm just saying that
you prefer this track out of the three that we've reviewed altogether.
Exactly. Because I mean, the Salve ones are good, but they're I'm depressed, crying alone in my room. And then this one is the upbeat one. This one is
Alan Z is gonna sex you up.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think we're kind of playing. In my opinion, the songs that we've been playing, I think we've been starting with the best, and it's kind of progressively kind of going down for me. Now this song Pillow Talk, I like it, but I don't think it's catchy. Like, there's nothing that I can sing along with. Like, when the chorus hits, like nothing changes with the beat. Like, the beat is completely looped, that when the chorus comes, it's a little anticlimactic, because it's the same as, like, it's just a looped beat, you know? So I feel like during the chorus it should be a little bit different, you know. And it's not that. So it's fine. It's good. But I don't think this is the best of the one that we've been listening
to. You didn't actually, out of the three, that you preferred the, you still preferred Salve's.
Bitch, You Got No Jam.
Well, no, like out of the three.
Yeah, out of the three, it still goes 1, 2, 3 for me.
Okay, so your favorite out of the three is still, right now, is still No Love Club.
Yes.
Okay. Gosh, this is a hard one. I really enjoyed Alan Z's Pillow Talk because it has a nostalgic R&B flow for me. And I don't know, Peter, like, I feel like that the chorus was catchy enough for me to listen to the song multiple times.
But, you know, I mean, songs appeal to different sexes differently,
true.
You know.
It's true, yeah.
Different tastes of music.
That would be the difference.
Yeah.
Because Pillow Talk kind of is serenading the girls versus you being a transition male right now.
yes.
And Anna / Peter does not
die. I would have loved this when I was still Anna.
But I'm pretty excited to see, you know, to hear more of Alan Z's his work, and I'm excited for the interview that we'll be coming up with.
Well, I want to hear the new track once he gets that out today.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good song. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it like a 7. You know, that's still pretty good.
Yeah. She's like a 7. What would you have given it, Frosty, 1 to 10?
I would give it an 8.5.
8.5. I think like I would give it a solid 8 as well. I am including this track.
There.
I am including this track into my playlist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely want to hear more, but at no point did I say, ooh, this is that fire, you know?
Yeah,
That's it, so.
I'm super excited because Alan Z is also of Asian ethnicity, so that'll be cool to have an Asian artist on our show.
I know, right? Like our first one?
Yeah, our first Asian artist on the show. Besides being Asian, you know, me and Frosty, we'll have an Asian artist on the show. Oh, and Peter, who also was, you know, Anna is Hispanic, so not only does she transition into Pietro or Peter.
She's trans-ethnic
as well in Asian.
Yeah.
Like, this is the hard club. We need one full Asian at least.
Exactly.
You are the only full Asian we've ever had on our show.
Yeah, you are the only full Asian we've had on the show.
There you go. Hey, I'm just trying to meet that quota.
Yeah, so now we're like an Asian and what you would say, two-thirds? One and two-thirds.
One and two-thirds. We almost got two whole Asians here.
Yeah, we almost got two whole Asians here, yeah.
All right. Now we're getting away from music. Let's go ahead and talk about news. The first subject that I want to go ahead and bring up is the fact that the Senate has voted to opt out birth control in health insurance.
So my face is birth control, so I really don't have anything to say about that.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's why I changed genders too.
Because guys don't have to worry about their looks, Peter, is that what you're saying?
No, the other part.
Oh, I see. You don't have to worry about the birth control. Well, that's just, you know, that's just sad, really. Like, the Republican Party wants there to be no, you know, they want no abortion. And I understand that choice and that lifestyle. But to say no birth control either, that's almost like they're living in they're trying to live in an ignorant bubble.
Mm-hmm.
To say that women should handle their bodies. You're not only dealing with women, you're dealing with girls, though. You're dealing with teenage girls who have... It's not good to say, but teenage girls make bad decisions. And the fact that resources like that will not be available for them anymore is just going to make those bad decisions even worse, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, If anyone hasn't done so, check out the new Saturday Night Live. The Alec Baldwin did a pretty good Trump thing, and they kind of touched on this a little bit too. I thought it was pretty funny, but it is crazy. It should be up to the woman.
Yes, it should always be up to the women. It's not
Well, if we had more people in the Senate who could get pregnant, then they would actually do something,
right?
Because we don't, it's all men.
If we had more vaginas up in the Senate, you know, that might be a little, the vote might have been a little different. Sad. Super sad. And I'm not sure what's going to happen. I don't know how, I don't know what they're planning on going to do. They're not, it sounds like they don't plan on doing anything. They're just going to create more. What I'm scared of is like, they take away that option, then you have more pregnancies. You have underage mothers.
That, and you can have back alley abortions like they did.
Yeah. And those were dangerous. Wire maker. Yeah.
Up there. Yeah.
You're setting up, you know, I want to say it's like more poverty to come to the world. And you're going to have children growing up with single parents, single moms, and who are going to be struggling. And mm-hmm. I mean, the Republican Party, we all know, are not in favor of welfare. So what's going to happen? It's scary. It's scary to think about. They're just doing things because they think it's right, but they're not really actually thinking about, right now they're not thinking about the long haul of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Another topic that we wanted to bring up was the golden showers topic. Go ahead, Frosty. It's something that you wanted to bring up. So
just that I've been wondering how Donald Trump gets his skin and hair to look like that, and now it's, you know, pretty obvious how he does it.
Well, there's two things with the golden showers. There's the story that you're referring to, which is that Donald Trump gets peed on by a prostitute. So he gets his, mm-hmm. you know, orange skin and orange hair. But the real allegation, which is not verified, but was published by BuzzFeed, was that Trump had reserved a hotel room where supposedly Mrs. Obama had stayed in a certain suite and paid prostitutes to pee on the bed. And apparently the Russians have video footage of this and are blackmailing Trump, from what they say. But none of this is actually verified information. What did you think about it, Peter?
Actually, you know, the thing is, okay, so I'm a mailman, and these last, like, few weeks, I've been working just my ass off, and so I've really been away from social media, and the only news I've been watching is the weather, you know, just to see how it is out there and things like that. So I really... was only the only reason I know about this is that Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin. So yeah. I was like, what is going on? And it's pretty great. I was laughing my ass off for not knowing what was going on. So this is actually really new to me.
Oh, okay. Well, what's funny is that there's now war between BuzzFeed and Trump. But when BuzzFeed was asked why they had published the full documentation of these allegations without verification, they had stated somewhere along the lines that they felt that the public would... Basically, they wanted the public to have this information so they would, you know, make up their own minds whether it was truth or not, which is... It is clickbait.
Yeah.
I know I'm not a fan of Trump. Frosty definitely isn't a fan of Trump. Peter, how do you feel about Trump?
Yeah. I never heard of her.
But
I mean,
I feel like
I don't know if this is true or not, Nisa. I know it was on the internet, though. Yeah. And, you know, it was on the internet.
That's the problem, though.
That's all I have to say about that.
People who hate on Trump, this is clickbait for them, though. That's what I feel. Even though I'm not a fan of Trump, some of this fake news or these things that are not verified are even making me angry. Like, if I was in his position, I would be angry as well. Just because a piece of paper says something and then everybody uses it as ammunition is kind of sad, because, you know, there's the anti-Trump people who are bashing into the Trump supporters, who say that they're the hateful group, yet there's more hate coming from the anti-Trump. So it's ridiculous, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it's about. All I know is what's on the internet, you know, and I'm just quoting a dumbass there.
But it's actually made me more aware of things like, I mean, even with K-pop news, we had a discussion about it, that there was an article that was brought to our attention, yet, you know, instead of just believing that it's an actual verified source, you have to do extra verification now just to make sure that it is in truth the real deal. media is getting, it's sad that media is getting more construed as we go on. As podcasters, we're kind of like, it almost feels like we now have a responsibility. Yeah, responsibility to make sure that whatever we talk about is verified. I feel like if we said something wrong on here, we'd have like major backlash or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's scary. It's getting scary. So let's get out of, you know, politics and news. Since we've been, it's funny that you say that, Peter, because like the weather's been so messed up here in the Northwest that we haven't been paying attention to anything else, because that's how I've been feeling and how Frosty has been as well, since we've just been locked away, you know, binging on Netflix and writing our stories.
Yep.
I walked all the way to Red Robin yesterday, 2.5 miles in the snow.
Ah. Hey, good for you.
Just to get out of the house? Good for you.
Yeah, just to get the fuck out of the
house. All right, so our next topic is movies. Star Wars has said no plans to digitally create Carrie Fisher with CGI. So Star Wars 8 will be her final performance, and the crew is now working on retooling plot points so that 8 will include a proper send-off for her character. That's something that we didn't get to mention in our show, with, you know, that rest in peace, Carrie Fisher, since she had passed away after we had recorded all our holiday specials.
Yeah, it's a tragic loss. Her and her mom, Debbie Reynolds, both
yep.
both gone mm-hmm. within the same time period.
Yeah.
Just days apart. That's I do. I wonder with episode 8, like how much of it is, you know, filmed with her. Because like I understand how a lot of people were upset with the Rogue One, you know, with a couple characters being CGI'd, but it's almost kind of no different than what they did with Paul Walker, you know, mm-hmm. where he died in a freak accident in the middle of filming, so they had to do that to finish the movie.
So I
can understand that with Star Wars Episode 8. Like if she was like done with it, then yeah, that's fine, you know, no need to bring her character back. But if it's like if they're still shooting it, I'd be okay with her, with them, you know, recreating her just to finish the movie.
Yeah. I think what they said, it's going to be pretty interesting with they're saying no CGI period, because I don't know how well the retooling of plot points is going to work, since there's been talks of episode 9 including a scene with Leia, her character, and Kylo Ren having kind of like a moment, parenting
right.
moment. So if they have that in plan, I'm not sure how well the send off is going to be. It feels kind of
unless they move that parenting moment to episode 8. So Peter, while we are on the subject of Rogue One, what about that Asian love story?
What about that Asian love story?
Well, yes, Devin loved your title, you know, for the movie. I can't wait for the novelization that comes out in May about their backstory. So I definitely want to see that.
Oh, there's a novelization coming out about their backstory?
Yes, in May. And okay. I already tweeted at the author asking to come on, and he said, we'll talk closer to the published date and see if we can come on and talk about it.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, I hope their romance is true, because I was telling your brother, I'm like, they were totally in love, and he's like, no, it's a romance.
There's a difference between a bromance and a romance.
And I'm like, dude, no. He said he doesn't need luck. He needs you.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is totally love right there.
That's a declaration of love. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's definitely some choice words that were used. So
yeah,
that was not a romance.
So I mean, like, as a person who hasn't seen Rogue One, what's your rating of the movie? Just give us your quick rating, 1 through 10.
I don't remember if I rated it on my show, but I'd probably give it like a 7.5, 8.
7.5 or 8. Okay.
Yeah, but, I like The Force Awakens better. I would give Force Awakens like a 9.
But it's still something you would go and pay to see.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's really good. It's a war movie. That's the way I looked at it. And I'm not a huge Star Wars fan. So it worked for me. Because I know there are some huge Star Wars fans that hated it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's very mixed.
Frosty, what do you think?
I feel like I missed an opportunity. And spoiler alert, everybody dies.
Hey,
that's not a spoiler alert.
Sorry, but you need to know.
Okay.
But I think they missed an opportunity where they could have had. I mean, I don't think they needed to make this movie, to be honest. Nothing that they did in this movie enriched any of the other movies to me. You know, it's done with after that. Everybody died. There's no loose end. What I think they should have done, which would have been cool, is maybe have Jin and then the Hispanic guy be Rey's parents, then that would have made more sense to me why they had to make this movie.
Okay. One out of 10, Frosty, what did you rate? Would you rate the movie?
I'll give it an 8 too, but they definitely missed an opportunity to make it a 10 for me, which would have been to have it link up with the other movies. Donnie Yen himself was just amazing.
He really was, yeah.
I love Donnie Yen.
Alrighty, so before we end the show, give us your shameful plugs, Peter.
If you want to get a hold of me on Twitter or Instagram for that matter, I'm at Podstalgic, PODSTALGIC. You can find me on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. Frosty's been on the show a couple times. We talked about Ghostbusters and Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. We Got Five, that's another podcast I do. If you guys like TV, I cover The Walking Dead, Frequency, and Timeless on a podcast called TV Ate My Brain. And that's just a podcast with rotating hosts that cover different shows.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the We Got Five episodes. Those are the ones that I listen to the most.
Oh, thank you.
My
co-host is quite something.
Yes, Devin is hilarious. He's very sassy. Or should I say he really zesty? Is. I think Devin's K-pop name should be Zesty.
I like that.
Let me see what Devin's K-pop name is.
Oh, there we go. Let's see what Devin's K-pop name would be. Now, while she looks that up, I'm going to go ahead and give our final shout-outs. Of course, a shout-out to Jason Cox. We are in works with collabing with him to do a show soon. Lex Factor has been a good friend of ours, and we'll soon have Lex Factor collab with us as well. And I want to thank everyone who submitted a holiday skit, since we haven't been able to give a shout out to those folks. That's including Audio Oblivious, of course, The Daily Cringe, and Super Peepee Time, which always crack me up.
I love the Santa skit with David.
Oh yeah. More sexual harassment. Yeah.
More sexual harassment.
I couldn't believe that he pulled it through for the holidays.
That's the thing. Those were both shot at the same time, so I don't have an off button.
Right. She was on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, okay.
So I think we filmed. Did we film the Christmas one first, and then
it was last.
I was getting into character. That's why. Yeah.
Method acting. Okay.
Yeah. Frosty is not normally like that. And
it just got worse.
I just get hyper sometimes.
Did you find it, Frosty?
Yes. Devin's is never ending.
Never ending. Yeah,
wow. That's,
wow, that actually fits him. Yeah.
And you know what I'm actually thinking? We should get you and Devin on sometime.
Yes,
sure,
we should.
Sure. We could do a We Got Five takeover, like how we did on Jake and Tom Conquer the World.
Yeah, that'd be great.
There you go. Never ending.
Never ending.
So the host of We Got Five is now Super ending. Universe and Never Ending.
Yeah.
There you go. Alrighty. So that's it for our show today. So at this time, we'd like to thank you for your membership to the Horror Club. Make sure to show your support through our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, Amino account, Snapchat, basically everywhere and anywhere. Like, comment, and share, because we just love. And if you really hated your time with us today,
sorry, we're not sorry. Universe, Zesty, and Vanilla Cream out.
Vanilla Cream! I like it.
Bye.
Number down on that neck, you slid it to me. She said, call me, maybe. Texting daily, she feel good like some window down in the summer in a new Mercedes. Searching about these visions and all these things that I be seeing all up in my dreams. And the people who I roll with, culminations all from the team. Meet any one of us and you know it, we know this, don't need show it. I step back, I analyze, I see you open, I throw it. Like Russ Wilson, a duo, kick it back like judo. With the yodo, ball sweet, no churros. Man, I'm riding, riding on her, get the money on play. Seatown to LA, you know you got the right away. Man, I'm riding, riding on her. We going there, don't play. We about that all day. And she want it all my way. Cause I put practice in the back gym. Put practice in the back gym. That means working on the weekends.